so we have to leave be fast. I have 9 minutes. So I wanted to talk about Srila Prabhupada being a pure devotee on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, and I consider myself to be like a untouchable. We came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. And one verse in the Bhagavad Gita in 6th chapter, 20 to 23, is a long verse, but it describes the stage of perfection. I just want to read it, it's very short. The stage of perfection called trance or samadhi. One's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities by practice of yoga. This perfection is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness, realized through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of greatest difficulty. This, indeed, is actually freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. So, when we became disciples of Srila Prabhupada, I just saw him after 1 year of service to him, and then we had real big, we wanted to see this pure devotee, and we have to have big expectations. So I saw him in France. He came from the airport, and all the German devotees went to France in 1972, and I joined 70, in the middle of 70. So then, we saw Srila Prabhupada coming down the stairs, and I had some transcendental realization about him, his transcendental position. And many devotees in the movement, they could realize that he is not a normal conditioned soul, and like some kind of guru who just repeats some kind of verses from the Bhagavad Gita, then he is realized. There was one incident when Srila Prabhupada was singing Jaya Radha Madhava, and in the midst of his singing he just felt silent, and he was in some kind of trance. After the 1 minute, everyone was looking at him, and then he was coming back and said, okay, chant Hare Krishna. So these kinds of incidences were happening all over the world with Prabhupada disciples. So therefore he was catching us, he was giving us some transcendental realization. It's like a bhakti mystic, like Chaitanya was doing. Chaitanya was hugging someone and he was in love with God. So Srila Prabhupada could also do these things in a mystical way. And he was asked, what is your mystic? And he said, you see my disciples, they are all very low class from the Western culture, but I made them some devotees. So how he did? By giving them some transcendental experience, just a big, in the beginning, some big taste of transcendental experience by his own mystic power. He was giving us some realization. This is 1 minute, 1 second, association with a pure devotee. So therefore we could see that it's possible. He was on some higher level. So far we could see, understand, and we got the desire. Srila Prabhupada has reached this level of bhakti in his heart and deeply could see, like in this verse, he could see with the transcendental senses, he could see the inner self. And relishing the inner self without being disturbed by the outside world. So this is a very high level. And by chanting 40, 50 years, still it's not so easy to reach to this level. But we have to go on, and it seems to be impossible sometimes. Like shooting the eye of a rhinoceros, we want to become a pure devotee, as we Western people. But Srila Prabhupada, he gave us the desire in our heart, yes. I also want to become like this, and even if I don't reach this in this life, I have to go on, and this is the highest goal in life, to become a pure devotee and have some love of God in your heart, and realizing God in yourself, in your heart, the Krishna is in your heart. And if you have transcendental vision, you can see Krishna in your heart. and have an association. Like yesterday we saw the gopis and Krishna. So all these things will happen in your heart by realization, by transcendental deep diving into this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So, I have 4 minutes to... So sometimes people that use today, usually people play these games, computer games, and after 3 days of playing computer games, day and night, some people do this, they really go into the story of the game, they become identifying and they live in this game. So our game is Krishna, Leela, so we have some kind of game. And we want to immerse ourselves in this Krishna Katha, and then after some time we really become part of the whole Katha, and it's like become real. It's not like some kind of story. Then it becomes some. We move outside from this world into the inner world, and then we become a part of the whole Krishna Leela. But it takes time, and it takes some really determination. Srila Prabhupada said we should chant 64 rounds, and then he reduced it. The minimum is 16. It's not we chant 16, the minimum is 16. So we should chant more, but at least minimum 16. So this by chanting 64, really diving into this Krishna consciousness, then it will happen that you really become immersed into this Krishna consciousness, and then at the time of death we go back to Godhead. So I met one lady from Greek, and she was chanting the names of Krishna, Christian, the Christian part of the Wisdom Himmel, Dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, also auch auf Erden, unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute, und lieb uns, und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie wir vergeben unseren Schuldigen. Und dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen. So she was chanting these kinds of Christian things, and she was thinking in the night when she was sleeping, the whole thing was going on. In the night she was doing this kind of things. Going on and on and on. So this chanting Hare Krishna, Satchinanda Swami, I always tell the story, Satchinanda Swami, crawling up the Schloss Retterhof wall, is this right? Mm-hmm. She wanted to see Srila Prabhupada, if he is always thinking of Krishna. And then he was coming on this veranda and looked into the room, and Srila Prabhupada was just sleeping, and then he came up from sleep, and then he was like sleeping, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and he was falling asleep. So he like this, you know, we have to become this. What is this, right story?
Almost. Okay.
So what the essence is like. I have 1 minute now. So this is like the point that we have to really dive into this Krishna consciousness. And if we don't really dive, then we take some more time, more life, 10 lives, 1 life, 2 lives. But at least it's possible, and this is it's a really something. It's nothing else in this world is more worth like this, doing this. So therefore I want to conclude and thank Srila Prabhupada for giving us this idea and this vision, and hopefully we do it in this life. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityaname Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachaline Nirvishvesha Shunyavadi Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Like when one would meet Srila Prabhupada. Jai Gaura in particular mentioned that Srila Prabhupada had this ability that he would effect a total change in your heart. Many disciples of Srila Prabhupada have reported such incidences where they saw him either for the first time and they saw him surrounded with light. Others listened to lectures or had a personal exchange with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada did something and it changed them for life. In Sanskrit, this potency of the pure devotee is called Shakti Sanchara. In other words, there is, our tradition deals with this potency, and in this Bhagavatam verse which Vajranath Prabhu recited and tried to explain in 1 minute, that's more. In that verse we hear how the pure devotee can go really to all parts of the world, meet all types of tribal people, even people, and turn them into a devotee. And the explanation which Prabhupada gives is that purport, that yes, this is due to the potency of the Lord. In other words, Krishna's strength, Krishna's potency works through such a pure devotee, works through Srila Prabhupada. And it is about this potency I would love to, and how he connects us to this virtual world, about which I would like to briefly speak. My first point which I would like you to think about is Prabhupada also there for you? Can you also come in contact with him, and can you also experience this tremendous divine energy which comes from the Lord himself? Or is this reserved to a small group of aging Vaishnavas who will leave the planet one after the other? Is it possible for you also? And Srila Prabhupada spoke about this in the afterword to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He gave an answer of where he detailed or explained his own relationship to his spiritual master after his disappearance. Not during the time he was there, but when he had left. And he wrote, "I think that his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within the heart by his words. As said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Vidaya Adi Kavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart. wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. It is to be admitted, Prabhupada admits something very beautiful thing. It is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I'm most insignificant and incompetent. So this idea of being associating with a divine, with such a divine personality, through his words, his vani, is very, very important. Prabhupada once said, "When you think of me, I am there." Oh, Krishna, he is there. So I think you need, or we all need, not just you, we all need to keep Srila Prabhupada in a way present in our life, and that does happen through his books, by reading them, or also listening to his words as he speaks them in his lectures, and also by listening to those who had his personal association. We met such a devotee who had Prabhupada's personal association just maybe a week ago in Lithuania. It was Gurudas Prabhu, who told us how Prabhupada taught them as an early devotee, as early devotees. And I believe when you hear this, you will see something beyond the transferal of divine energy or Shakti Sansha, by which Prabhupada transformed us or affected change in us. No, when you hear how Prabhupada taught, you will see him as a teacher in action. Prabhupada would often ask us a philosophical point and want to hear from us. So once he asked the early devotees, "How do you know that Krishna is God?" So the early devotees were, I like very much how Jayagora confessed how he considers himself. I don't think exactly like this, but yes, we were when we were very young in spiritual life, full of mistakes and attachments and so on. I think Krishna consciousness did not spread because of us, but despite of us. It spread not because of our strengths, but because of Srila Prabhupada's strengths and Krishna working through Srila Prabhupada and through those who could surrender to him. Anyway, so Prabhupada asked, "How do you know that Krishna is God? How do you like this question? How do you know?" And obviously the devotees had quick answers. They said, well, he says on the Bhagavad Gita. No, he said the Gita. Prabhupada dismissed this. He had asked a very practical question. How do you know? Know means you own this understanding. He said, that is a book. How do you know? And then other devotees quickly had their answer. They said, "But Prabhupada, you are a representative of God, and you tell us, so it must be like this." Prabhupada again was not satisfied. But remember his question, "How do you know?" Not "what have you heard from others?" And he said, "Well, one could say I'm just an old man. believe something. How do you know?
1 minute, 30 minutes.
Yes. Okay. 1 minute, a lot can be said. Not knowing what else to say, we were silent, Guruji said. After a few moments, Prabhupada said, "You know Krishna's God because you feel his presence when you chant, as well as when you serve. You feel the ecstasy. This is the proof." He gave us not just a theory. He gave us not just a tradition. He gave us not just words. He gave us, and is still giving us, an experience. And that is due to the divine potency which works through him and which everyone can contact who somehow or other connects with Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We want to request now Vaidyanath Prabhu to offer this beautiful Vyasa Puja book full of offerings from all over the world to Srila Prabhupada, and Jai Guru, we want to request Jai Guru Prabhu to sing during this time. Kirtan Bihari.
First, you have to sit there.
It may be a good idea now if you all turn around facing Srila Prabhupada.